Howdy neighbors, good morning everybody. Beef Industry News Time, I'm Ron Hayes. With us today, Michael Kelsey, Executive VP of the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association, catching up with Michael while he's in our nation's capital. He flew in this week to be a part of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association Spring Legislative Conference. Cattlemen from across the country coming to the Washington, D.C. area, cowboys wearing hats and boots, hitting Capitol Hill. We're back with Michael to talk about some of the things they were highlighting for lawmakers and interacting with lawmakers here in just a moment.
Fast growing, safe on seed, nutrient rich. Fuel up for a winning season with Paraline, the ultimate in-furrow starter fertilizer by CHS. This all-in-one liquid fertilizer combines advanced enzyme technology, a low-salt formulation, and patented chelate to develop strong roots faster and emerge ahead of the pack. Call your CHS agronomy representative to place your Paraline order today.
Hey neighbors, I've got an invitation for you to attend one of the best beef cattle conferences anywhere in the country. It's the Hemp Hill County Beef Conference, April 23rd, 24th, Canadian, Texas. Join cattle producers from multiple states and hear from a dozen of the smartest minds in the beef business, including seed stock producer Mark Gardner, succession plan guru Dr. Shannon Farrell, Troy Applehands of Cattle Facts, and more. Great eating is guaranteed, and there's over 100 trade show exhibitors. Google Hemp Hill County Beef Conference for their website for more info and to register. We're talking today with Michael Kelsey, Executive Vice President, Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association. Michael, you're a busy guy, moving first from the Oklahoma State Capitol for Ag Day, but now you're in our nation's capital, and you've been on Capitol Hill.
Yes, we have. This is for NCBA Spring Legislative Conference. We're just tickled to be able to come in and participate in this from a national perspective, kind of boots on the hill, if you will, boots and hats on the hill. And we scheduled time to see all seven of our congressional representatives. And then we also took an opportunity to catch another representative from New York City, as a matter of fact, and visit with him and talk to him about the beef cattle industry and so forth. So very, very important meeting, very important for us to come and to be here on the hill to share an update of the cattle industry as a whole, and then talk issues that are important to us right now, whether they're longstanding issues or new issues that are up and coming, whatever the case may be. This is just a great opportunity to do that.
What's top of mind as far as those issues that you are basically highlighting to our legislative and our lawmakers?
Yeah, so there's a handful, obviously. One is the Farm Bill, kind of understanding the Farm Bill timeline. Interesting, you kind of get two different stories, if you will. You get a House side, which is Chairman Thompson is of the House Ag Committee. He's working really hard. Of course, our own Mr. Lucas is front and center on that and is a high advisor on that. And Mr. Agriculture, if you will, is what we call him. And so the House is progressing forward. They're looking like they're going to try to have something out by Memorial Day and try to keep moving forward. The Senate, a little bit different story, maybe a little slower. It's a difference of on one side of the hill or the other in terms of the progress and kind of how that's going to move forward. A very important issue that we've been talking about as well amongst the many that we have is last week, and this one we talked about in Oklahoma, last week, NAS, the National Agricultural Statistics Service of USDA, announced that they were going to discontinue several key important reports. One of those being the July cattle report, as well as the county, different county reports, and then some reports regarding some of the row crop and so forth. That July county report is really critical to us, really critical, especially right now as we're trying to rebuild the herd, understanding heifer numbers. Those types of important data points are just really critical. And so we need USDA to not discontinue that report. So we've been telling our congressional offices, hey, when you're talking to USDA, when you're talking to your contacts over there, especially within NAS, they need to be aware of that.
Cattlemen on Capitol Hill, that's Michael Kelsey, Executive VP of the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Ed Montana here, and I'll see you in Canadian, Texas, Tuesday and Wednesday, April 23rd and 24th, for the 2024 Hemp Hill County Beef Cattle Conference, with over 100 exhibitors, plus 12 great beef cattle speakers, including keynote speaker Kaylee McEnany. Join me in Canadian for the best cattle event of the year. Plus, we'll enjoy ribeyes, Texas barbecue, and first-class treatment from our title sponsor, Capital Farm Credit. Go to the website and get your tickets today or call 806-323-9114.
And that is our latest beef industry news, and that's all of our time right now. But we're going to be back at midday, 11:30, and then again at 12:30 with the latest agricultural markets, farm news, and lots more. I'm Ron Hayes here on KGGF. Have a great day, everybody.